Okay, we are back on the record, and the next proposed initiative is 2013-2014, number 137.
Good afternoon. Chantel Taylor appearing on behalf of the proponents of Initiative 137, who are present here today, Pat Hamill and Bob Dybel. Thank you very much to the board for your patience as we get started here. This initiative is simply stated about including fiscal impact information at the petition process for citizen-initiated ballot measures. The review and comment process really brought up a whole bunch of very good points, and we have worked hard to incorporate changes into this final draft of Initiative 137 that I think greatly improved it. I have reviewed the staff draft of the proposed initiative and can comment on that, but I think the single subject is pretty simply stated, and therefore the board does have jurisdiction to set title today, the single subject being a change to the Colorado revised statutes requiring that a fiscal impact statement be prepared for the petition process and to be included on petitions that are circulated. If there are any questions on single subject, I can entertain those now.
Anyone have any?
I don't have questions on single subject.
Okay.
I don't have anything on single subject. So I would move that there is a single subject for proposed initiative 137.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we'll move to the staff draft, and then I believe Ms. Eubanks had some questions.
Yeah. In general, I understand what your measure is trying to do in terms of the proponents get to...
I'm sorry. Turned it off for lunch. I understand that the proponents get to include a draft fiscal impact statement with their measure, go through review and comment. Then they're supposed to submit it to the title board as part of their filing. I guess my question is, what's the title board supposed to do with that? Are we supposed to be including it in the title of a measure that we're setting? Or I'm not really clear. You've put it together in terms of then legislative council doing their version, taking into account the proponent's version as well as information from other sources that you've specified. But again, you never talk about what the title board does with all of this, and then yet all of a sudden they can file a motion for rehearing, which I can't tell we've ever made any sort of decision regarding the fiscal impact statement at all. And so could you clarify that for me?
Absolutely. It's a great question and something we discussed quite a bit with legislative council. Just to take a step back, the real purpose here was to keep the process the same for preparing fiscal impact statements that happen around the blue book and much later in the initiative process and before the election. Take that same process where ledge council prepares the analysis. It's still a nonpartisan analysis. The fiscal statement, and move that up earlier so that voters can have the benefit of that information at the time petitions are circulated, much like legislators have the benefit of a fiscal note at the committee stage in the bill process. So we take that same process where ledge council does the analysis. We move it sooner. What we talked about from the original draft with ledge council was, are we now giving title board discretion to overturn the fiscal statement or modify or reject the fiscal statement that legislative council prepares? And it was really a question that, you know, we were not necessarily prepared to answer, and didn't know that really we needed to answer. The way it's set up now, the initiative allows for ledge council to do the same analysis, do it sooner, and have the benefit of input from the proponents. So the proponents submit an estimate of what they think, recognizing that they don't have the, potentially don't have the wherewithal and the skill that ledge council does to do a complete analysis. We didn't want to put any expectations on what proponents have to give. So they present an estimate, and then Ledge Council is allowed to consider proponents' estimate. But then we also thought the public should have an opportunity to weigh in on that, much like at the Blue Book stage, you can have pros and cons weigh in. So the idea to include it in the protest period was to allow for that kind of public input. And I think because this is statutory, there can be, we thought it would be most beneficial to leave it to rulemaking or subsequent legislation to figure those terms out as to how much discretion the board has with respect to Ledge Council.
Because right now, I mean, as I understand your measure, Title Board makes no decision about the fiscal impact statement that Legislative Council provides.
It does not need to. There's no requirement, but it may. It may assess that when it's at the title stage. But given that title setting is limited to single subject and setting a title that is clear to voters, the fiscal impact did not, the Title Board did not seem to play a role, and we did not want to impose any sort of obligations on the Title Board in that respect.
But then in terms of a motion for rehearing, someone disagrees with a decision that the Title Board made. So if we don't make a decision on the fiscal impact statement, what are we supposed to do with a motion for rehearing?
Well, in the motion for rehearing, that could be a separate basis. And I think the idea was, and this is based on comments from Ledge Council, that there could be a, separate grounds, or there could be, a process where that then there's input given to Ledge Council. But it wouldn't be something, unless given in a statutory follow-up or in rule, this initiative doesn't, the idea was not to give the Title Board either a responsibility or authority to second-guess Ledge Council's fiscal impact statement. So I do think that that's something that's going to, require, and much like we say later in the initiative, the Secretary of State will set this form for petitions.
So the motion for rehearing, that meeting is a forum for public comment on Legislative Council's fiscal impact statement, even though they're not given authority to modify it further.
Well, and again, I think that authority could be given, again, through rulemaking or statute. We thought it was important to preserve the opportunity for public comment.
Okay. I think that ends my question.
Okay.
Hate to follow on, but so if there's public comment and there's no authority for the Title Board to do anything or question it, what if the public comment is very compelling? How does it ever get fixed in the process? Because abstract is set for during the title setting process, can it be amended for the Blue Book, or that's what you have forever as your estimate?
The way we amended it based on Ledge Council's comments was to keep in the process, the Blue Book process, so that there is another sort of bite at the apple before the impact statement goes in the Blue Book. So that process remains the same. So, no, I think once it's prepared at the title stage, there's another process later in the Blue Book stage where that could change, potentially.
So it's intended to be really just advisory, not binding?
I think that's correct, because there is another opportunity later, and there's the pro and con. You get both sides on the Blue Book weighing in on the measure, and now this can be part of that. So really the idea being voters should have the benefit of some financial information when the financial impacts of the proposed initiative, when they're deciding whether or not they're going to put this on the ballot. And that fiscal impact statement mirrors the fiscal note process at the legislature.
Just one follow-up, but you allowed them a week to prepare this fiscal impact statement in comparison to the fiscal impact statement right now that's prepared for the Blue Book is prepared over the course of a summer. I mean, so to prepare it in a week is fairly short period of time.
It could be a week. It could be more, depending on the filings. But, yes, I mean, it's and we talked about this with legislative counsel as well. They talked about how their turnaround on fiscal notes for legislation often is only a week or sometimes shorter. So we think that Ledge Council is equipped. The analysis, again, may not be as robust as a full summer, but that's, again, why we left in the Blue Book process so that continued analysis could be done or changes could be made or arguments could be made. The way we had it in the original version, we just took the whole process and moved it forward for initiated measures, taking out the Blue Book process. But based on comments from Ledge Council, because I'm raising these very same points, we thought it prudent to keep it in both places.
And you are aware that initiatives used to include summaries and fiscal impact statements?
Yes.
Okay, in terms of that was a role for the title board, but that's not what you're envisioning here.
I'm aware of the history. I think that's why the board and Ledge Council are no strangers to, thinking about that system or coming up with a framework that works. It wasn't our intention to recreate the old system in every respect, but to put this as a requirement for the benefit of the public and voters, and then also recognize public comment is an important part of that process. And we do think that it leaves room for, without mandating or being prescriptive, it leaves room for the title board and Ledge Council or the legislature through other statutory changes to revisit that system or to figure out how those things will work together. Again, not wanting to be prescriptive about it, but wanting to make sure that those key elements were included. Full disclosure and transparency for voters when they're deciding what should get on the ballot, and the opportunity for public comment.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, I was going to again suggest that we get rid of the concerning and the connection therewith and just say a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes. I don't know if it's requiring or what it would be, but then a fiscal impact statement be either, if we want to say, be prepared by nonpartisan staff or just be included with initiative petition sections that are circulated for signatures. I don't know how much is important to anyone else.
That's more or less exactly what I had, except I would put in front of fiscal nonpartisan. The concept
nonpartisan fiscal impact statement. Okay. The hyphen. I think. Oh, no. They got it. One word. Never mind. Maybe that's right. Is that right? Is there a hyphen there, Troy? Do you know? Okay. Get rid of two. Oh, yeah.
If I may, the only comment I would make on this is requiring proponents to file an impact estimate, I'm not so sure that needs to be in the title because...
I was going to put the period after signatures.
Yeah, I think that's the real thrust of this, is that a fiscal impact statement should be included with petition sections for circulation. The, you know, proponents having to submit an estimate just is part of that process, but, you know, not the thrust of it.
And Stephen, I don't think we need the two after statement. I think we can just say be included.
And I guess my only concern is whether it's also important to indicate that this same fiscal impact statement is now included in the Blue Book, because that is a change. I mean, and right now, you know, I don't see a lot of an understanding that this is statutory and can be modified, but I, under the proposal as it's drafted, I don't see any option to modify it from whatever's set at the beginning, that that's what's included in the Blue Book, which is a different process than what is currently, how that currently is done. And so whether or not it's not just for circulating it for initiative petitions, but it's also changing the ballot information booklet at the end.
Or we could say, and changing the ballot, the Blue Book.
Or we could say to be included with the petition sections
and
the ballot information booklet, you know, something.
Although on that point, I would just worry that it would confuse voters that it's not included already. I mean, there already is a fiscal impact statement included in the Blue Book. So if we put in here that this initiative requires it to be included on petitions and in the Blue Book, it suggests it's not already in the Blue Book.
Yeah.
And then I would also say, do we want to clarify what the fiscal impact statement is about? So
for an initiated measure or something along,
right, this is the impact of the proposed measure. So when I was playing with language for this, I was wondering if we even needed to call it a fiscal impact statement. Probably that's a term in the initiative, but would voters understand something more along the lines of requiring that information about the financial impacts of the proposed measure be included with the petitions, something that explains it a little bit more? But if not that, at least something that says this is the fiscal impact of the initiative.
I'm fine with that. I don't want to really say financial, because that implies, like, to the people, and we're really just talking about the fiscal impact to the government, to the state.
That's a fair point. Yep.
So we would say the fiscal impact, a nonpartisan fiscal impact statement, nonpartisan fiscal impact statement of the measure? I don't know where
for,
you put that.
For an initiated measure.
Okay, for an initiated measure.
Or each initiated measure, or every?
Probably any.
Any.
Yeah, I can find taking out the Blue Book or leaving it in. I think people know that there's one in there. I think the process is probably not very relevant to anybody. Except us. And some people listening.
I'm good with that.
I'm just wondering whether sections really helps. I mean, in terms of voters, they know that petitions are circulated. I don't know if petition sections.
Yeah, we could just take out initiative. We could say with initiative petitions that are circulated.
I don't know if I'm going too far to shorten it, but you just say a nonpartisan fiscal impact statement accompany any initiated measure circulated for signature.
Well, the language of the measure says it has to appear on each petition. A company makes it sound like maybe it's separate. I mean, it,
be included.
It has to be part of the petition itself.
Okay.
Maybe you say included in or on.
I don't feel strongly. I was just still going for simplicity.
Brevity. I thought we were doing pretty good in that regard.
I know, but now we're initiated measures included in initiative petitions. As you said, who's a, other than us, who understands that? I'm fine with that. I don't have.
Right. Do we need to clarify at all citizen initiatives instead of a initiated measure?
Well, those are referred, so.
Yeah.
I'm fine if you want it included, if you want to say for any citizen initiated measure.
Citizen before initiated.
Yeah. You already have the initiated. You can just strike. Yeah. Okay. But strike the initiated before citizen, though.
Oh, yeah.
You've been like, what are you talking about?
You know,
a few hours.
Seeing it seems more cumbersome. So
you want it out?
I would think you just do any initiated measure. It's a defined term anyway.
Okay. So right now it reads a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes requiring a nonpartisan fiscal impact statement for any initiated measure be included on initiative petitions that are circulated for signatures.
I'm good with that.
I think I'm okay.
So I would move, the changes aren't really reflected on the screen. Can we go back to a changes version? So I would move that the staff draft for 137 be amended to include the changes as reflected on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And we are going to adjourn for the day and continue this meeting until tomorrow at 9:30.
We have a couple more motions.
Well, no, I think you have to read it as we've modified it.
Oh,
and
I
then
just
adopt
read
it.
Okay. I thought that's what we're doing. All right. A change to the Colorado Revised Statutes requiring a nonpartisan fiscal impact statement for any initiated measure be included on initiative petitions that are circulated for signatures.
And I would move the title that you just read for 137.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And we are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 9:30. And at 9:30, we will be hearing, this is a continuance of the meeting from yesterday, April 16th, to begin again Friday, April 18th at 9:30, we'll be hearing 2013, 2014, number 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So can we leave this stuff here? Because I don't know if it's Dan or I coming tomorrow, but.